Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures were trying to be higher last night for wheat and corn, while soybean futures were lower on a plummeting bean oil market. And as we got to the day session, things flipped. Soybeans are now sharply higher, with corn having pressed the highs of the month before slowing down. And wheat is pummeling to the downside, down some 18 cents in Kansas City. So let's start with the soybeans first. Bean oil plummeting on algorithm headline reading on the EPA numbers coming out yesterday, which now weren't necessarily bearish. It's stuff we already have been informed upon. We knew the 2020 and 2021 ethanol mandates were going to be lowered to reduce the cost to refiners for their RINs. But for some reason, it was read as bearish, and that shoved technically soybean oil through the 200-day moving average, causing large liquidation and sending us back to prices we haven't seen since back into August for bean oil. Well, with that, soybeans did turn higher from a lower run this overnight of about 14 cents lower. Now we're higher by 10 cents on the day as forecasts for Brazil and Argentina, southern Brazil and Argentina, continue to reflect a drying, warming trend. And that becomes critical that moisture starts to arrive in those areas by the time we get to end of December. And so with that, soybeans recovering after a two-day sell-off. Now, wheat lower. Worries that tomorrow's wheat USDA WASDA supply numbers might be increasing with world values, world supplies going up as they think Australia is going to get a large jump in production. And of course, how much of that is actually milling quality versus feed grade? But nonetheless, the market went into a tailspin with French milling wheat dropping $4.50 a ton today to $287.25. That's down like about 14, 15 cents. Well, Kansas took the lead on that, down 18 and a quarter right now on March Kansas, 809 and a quarter, with March Chicago down 16 and a half, 792. Minneapolis March down 7.5 presently, 1029. So tomorrow's WASDE numbers better be negative to counter what has been already occurring today, or to show that it is real. If not, you're going to see a sharp recovery in the wheat tomorrow. Now, corn, good news this morning. USDA reported a sale of 1.844 million metric tons of corn in Mexico. A little over a million metric tons is for old crop. About three quarters of a million metric tons is new crop. And that helped push corn prices higher to $5.89.5 today. Best level we've seen now in weeks. And also on the top, that ethanol production was considered very friendly. Ethanol production was at up 16 million gallons from last week at 320 million gallons. Weekly total now is up 10% from last year, and actually up 2% from pre-COVID year 2019. So corn pressed 589.5, but when the wheat slumped, brought the corn back to unchanged. Only beans are still maintaining strength on the day. March corn up 0.75 cents, 586 3/4. July unchanged, 588.5. December new crop down 1.25, 553 3/4. Now soybeans, January, they're 10.25 higher, 1260.5. March up 10, 1268 1/4. New crop November up 10 3/4, 1242 1/4. Soybean oil still sharply lower, with the January contract off $1.45 a pound to $55.64, while soybean meal is the strength, up $7.20 for January, $356.90 a ton. Are you tired of wondering what the market is doing or utilizing the archaic delayed quote systems out there? Did you know that customers of our affiliate brokerage firm, Heartland Investor Services, gives free trading apps with live quotes, whether for your phone, iPad, or desktop, you can utilize through Heartland Investor Services? Call us 1-800-359-0221 to get live trading quotes and charts in your possession for free. Over in the cattle futures, cash trade pretty much non-existent yet. Offers in the south are at 144 to 145. The box beef lower again today. Choice is off 79 cents. Select down $1.10. Futures drifting. December down 65 cents, 137.57. February off 50 cents, 138.72. April's off 50, 141.95. Feeder cattle January giving up $1.75 to 163.27. March feeders down 155, 165.92. December hogs right back down to the lows of the years, actually new lows of the years for December today, down 95 cents to 71.12, whereas February is up 12 cents, 76.67. Gold up $1.20, 1785.90. Silver for March down 6 cents, $22.45. Bitcoin off $125 to $50,354, with Ethereum up $100 to $4,400. Crude oil back challenging yesterday's highs near $73. Inventory numbers showed a build on the gasoline and diesel fuel, whereas oil inventories were pretty much stable with last week. The crude oil for January is up 44 cents a barrel, 72.47. Gasoline up 4.25 cents a gallon to $2.14 and a quarter cents. Heating oil, January, up 3.33 cents a gallon to $2.25 and three quarter cents. Any questions, you can find us. And that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.